I found this!
Mum made a dramatic pause and pulled out a purple and navy blue sweater from the bag. She unfolded it to show it to Marcel and his dad. And to me, of course.
It's real Angora wool!
She boasted, nuzzling the sweater between her chin and her chest.
See how soft and warm it is! It was a real bargain. The price of the sweater has been greatly reduced because it was the last one and in an unusual size. It fits me like a glove. Let me put it on, and you can see how good it looks on me.
And with that, she ran to the bathroom, where she spent a lot of time trying on her new purchase and looking at herself in the mirror from all angles. Next day, I got up late. It was already well after 10. The house was empty. I had my breakfast, did my morning toilet, long and carefully as usual, and began to wonder how to pass the time. I had some fun chasing around my rubber miles, but it's no fun playing on your own. I prefer playing with Marcel. I was bored stiff. Finally, I went to Marcel's parents' bedroom. I roamed around the room hoping to find something interesting to do. I jumped on the cupboard, and you'll never guess what I found. That's right, Marcel's mom's new sweater. I smacked it gently with my paw, and it slipped off the cupboard to the floor. It looked strange, taking the shape of a sinister monster, I swear. The sweater's mysterious patterns resembled eyes. Its long sleeves were like big hands desperate to grab me, but the monster's legs were missing, which I considered a favorable circumstance, as it meant it couldn't run away. I arched my back, hissed, tapped my paws, and jumped. I'll show you. Take that. I bit the left sleeve and jumped to the side to assume another position to attack. Whack! My paws attacked the sweater, which folded so awkwardly that one of my paws got stuck in a pool of purple and navy blue. Help me! I meowed. In panic, I began to kick and scratch the cramping fabric. Phew! After a bit, I managed to disentangle myself and run away. I looked angrily at my enemy and decided that this fight should not end like this. So I immediately returned to smack and bite it again. No monstrous sweater could beat me!